Well, hello, football fans. Welcome to the Soccer Central podcast. James Sharman here beside Thomas Dobby and Brendan Dunlop. It's Tuesday. Or is it Wednesday? What is it? Wednesday? Wednesday.
Does it really matter?
Yeah. It's Wednesday.
It's Thursday in some part of the world.
Day. I came in today at 2, which isn't too long ago. But after enduring that putrid display of sport for 120 minutes plus, it feels like I've been here for a week. We've seen a handful of bad games at this World Cup. Nigeria, Iran was crap. We've discussed Costa Rica, Netherlands, right, already on this very podcast. There's no excuses. Tom, you were defending Costa Rica last time in that awful performance, right? Defend Argentina and or Netherlands.
Okay, please. See, the last time I argued that Costa Rica, what do you want them to do? But this is two world-class teams on a World Cup semifinal stage that both have it in them to go out and win the game. There's no excusing it. I'm not going to defend either of them. It was poor on both ends. Mm-hmm. They both were very content to sit back, soak it up, try to maybe get a chance on the... What was the best chance in that game? Robben getting a block?
Maybe.
Or Palacios' header in extra time?
Yeah.
What was the best chance
maybe
in the first
a Messi
85 minutes?
Kick straight into Silicon's arms.
Okay, it was nothing.
It was nothing.
Not memorable. You could pick up that highlight pack and penalties. That says it all.
An incredibly disappointing lack of ambition.
Very poor.
You don't need to show anything in the highlight pack beforehand.
Very
absolute
poor.
Waste.
But you look at Argentina, and they now have 4 clean sheets in this World Cup, 3 on the hop. Entering this World Cup, what was the big question mark about Argentina?
Defense.
Yeah, it's all about defense.
Right? They've done something. They've managed to kill games off. Now they're being written off in the final against Germany. We'll get to them shortly. But listen, they're very different to what I expected. What are you laughing?
Sure. I'm laughing because do they not remind you of a team that won 4 years ago? That didn't, in a lot of ways.
Well, in some ways.
You know, didn't have a perennial striker firing on all cylinders, scoring them goals. They were winning 1-0 games. They racked up a lot of clean sheets. Off the top of my head, I forget how many it was, but I'd be surprised if it wasn't 4 or more 4 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, at least Spain played the ball around a bit, you know? And I mean, Argentina seemed to be content to sit back and defend and hope for a moment of brilliance from Leo Messi, right? Which we didn't see today. He was actually, I thought, played very well by the Dutch. When Ron Vlaar is the best player in the field, there's some big issues there.
There is a whole lot of nothing.
That says lot of good for Aston Villa because Ron Vlaar's had a good tournament.
Hey, Van Gaal made Ron Vlaar what a world-class defender in
give
this.
Give me a break.
What does Man U need right now?
Give over.
What does Man U need more than anything right now?
Vlaar to Man United. Okay, start the rumors.
They need defenders.
Are you guys surprised that
1 year left in his contract?
Speaking of Van Gaal, that he didn't save a substitution to bring Krul in again? Are you surprised
by
that?
Do you see RVP? He can barely walk.
Yeah.
He was so exhausted. Same as last game. His match fitness is not up to scratch in this World Cup.
120 minutes is tough for most, but for RVP, that's like asking for an absolute miracle, I guess.
At the same time, why the hell do you have Ron Vlaar taking the first penalty?
Yeah. The decision-making was very poor.
Van Gaal said post-match that he asked 2 other players to take the first kick. They declined.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I forget who it was. It was great analysis. I forget who it was talking about penalties. And it was, I think it was Ruud van Nistelrooy. And Bob Lee had asked him, like, what goes on in those 5 minutes before? Are the 5 kick takers, selected beforehand? Is it planned before you guys even fly to the World Cup? And he says, no, it's very much in the moment because there's guys that, should be have the stomach or you'd expect to take it, and they're just not in the mood. And it's the coach's, they will probably never admit it, but it's the coach's job to recognize this guy can't go. I can't put him out there. And that's why you get people that make no sense to us, like Ron Vlaar taking kicks, because in his eyes, he's getting it.
For him to say, okay, Christ, 2 guys have said no and walked away, and he's, okay, look, give me the ball. I respect that from Ron Vlaar, but my God, we talk about the Dutch and their character, which had seemed so strong throughout this World Cup. If 2 guys that are saying that, and that's that moment, that doesn't paint a good picture at all.
No.
Who were they? I mean, you would think it would be Robben, right? But he took a penalty later and he scored it.
Yeah.
You would think it would be Schneider as a veteran. He took his penalty, missed. Well, saved.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a scathing indictment.
Says a lot,
of this team.
Yeah. It's interesting because it's right off the heels of the first time they ever won a knockout game that, went to extra time at the World Cup. So it seemed that character was there. And, just the cruel thing, just last time, and you thought it's getting towards it. And then as soon as they make that third substitution, thought, wow, we're not going to see that again. How amazing would that have been to see Krul subbed in again for penalties? I really thought we were getting there as we were creeping into extra time and stuff.
It was surprised to see them use it up, but as Sharma mentioned, like they were gassed.
I think
that maybe in the back of his mind, Van Hall thought, I might have to do this again, but maybe he didn't want to do it either.
Silasen's never stopped a penalty in his professional career.
Well, he wanted his mindset as well. He's entering that shootout knowing that my gaffer doesn't trust me in the shootout.
No doubt.
Crazy.
And Romero becomes the hero all of a sudden. When you looked at this Argentina team before the tournament, and you talked about the defense as a weak link, but you know, you thought, Romero, who is this guy? And the goalie could be an issue. And all of a sudden, he's the hero in the semifinal here, there, in the final.
He might get a big money move to Monaco now.
He didn't make his first save until the 99th minute
of
the match.
Yeah. Wow. He didn't have to do much. But he made two saves in the penalty shootout, and that's all he had to do.
You know what? Watching that dire 90 minutes and into the second half of extra time, I really thought, I'm like, the Dutch got to think that the odds of them and penalties aren't very good. They're going to try and steal one here. And there was, Robin made one run into the corner. I thought maybe. Yeah. And then sure enough, it fluttered away.
Yeah, they were very
sad.
There's so much fear on both teams. Like,
I wanted
we
so much more
mistake.
From that. Do you not feel robbed? We're spoiled.
It's funny. I wrote before the semifinals, I thought, well, Brazil, Germany, that could be very, very cynical, very defensive. Mm. Could be, you know, one on early goal in that one. I thought this one could be way more open. Despite Argentina playing very defensively up until this point, I thought, well, you know, that potentially could be a pretty open game.
Do you think that the Brazil match had an impact on them?
Yeah.
Do you think it might have?
As well by someone else. I don't think so.
The two teams that are playing more like not to lose and not get... But, I mean...
Well, possibly, I suppose.
You can't play not to lose 7-1. I mean, ultimately, one has to win.
When they did their pre-tournament preparations, they looked at the bracket and thought, there's a very good chance that we're going to meet in the semifinals.
Do you think they do that, though?
They had a game plan beforehand.
Do you think they do that, though? Because so much can happen.
I think so. I think they've got their little black book, so to speak, and it explains how we should play against certain teams. And especially, it's not as if Argentina had blown the tournament away or the Dutch. The Dutch, I mean, what are the Dutch? They had a pretty... Listen, they got the semifinals. Good for them. It wasn't a great tournament.
No, but
we discussed
it was.
It before.
But
I mean,
it was.
They were losing to Australia.
A lot of people picked them not to get out of the group, and they made it to the semifinal, and they got to penalties. It was still a good tournament
Very
for the
much
Dutch.
A success for them.
But it's about results over performance.
Yeah, but it always is in these tournaments. It always is in these tournaments. When's the last time it wasn't?
Yeah.
That's how it is these days. I know that that's not what we want, but that's what it is.
And
that's how we have to look at it.
You know, I wrote yesterday, like, could you argue that these were not, you know, the four best teams at this point, the four teams, excuse me, at least that you wanted to see?
Sure.
All four were
probably
deserving of...
Yeah.
Sure, maybe there were others that didn't have some luck, Portugal, but those were the four.
Those four teams
deserved to be there.
Yeah, that Spain-Dutch match seems so long ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Like a different World Cup ago.
It was, Dobby and I had got together with some people from here worked on Soccer Central, and I got together with a few of them yesterday, and thinking I got to get together with them again for the final just so we can get some goals. Brad Humber and Peranta, Emmerich and Dav came out and joined us. It was good times. Dylan Carrero showed up for a drink as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Dylan Carrero, QPR. Former TFC.
Oh, yeah.
Sherman's looking at me like, sure. I'm like, yeah, I agree. Oh, yeah, it's not Jermaine Defoe. Watch the game with him today. Giddy up.
If the celebrity tweets here, did you see
that's
this?
Right.
I did see that. I saw Dobby's been name-dropping Defoe. Oh. I've seen him for like last half an hour. Been continuous. He's got quite the main crush.
a friend from Sportsnet, you know, hooked up a PR event and watched the game in TFC's dressing room today, and you know, just might have sat with Jermaine Defoe for the whole second half and just, you know, talked about everything from England to Spurs to Sheffield United.
Did you ever discuss if it was discussed at Spurs whether he could sit on Peter Crouch's shoulders in the match in a box?
So did that cross your mind?
You want to hear a few of the questions
please,
I asked him?
Please, sure.
All right, we'll tell you those stories. So I asked him the favorite manager he ever played under. Can you guys take a guess at manager, club, or
Harry? Ari at West. No,
he did like Ari, but it wasn't his favorite.
Was he?
You know
Ari
who
at
he
West
said
Ham?
He really liked?
Pardew.
Fabio Capello.
Oh,
he
really?
Said he really liked Capello playing under him. He said Redknapp he likes too. AVB, he said. AVB, he's like a child. He's like a child, AVB. He's just, I don't get him. He's like a child.
It's funny.
He said that TFC better beat Spurs when they come here. He's telling all his TFC teammates that they better beat them.
Otherwise, he's probably got a big bill
hated
at the
Chris
club
Morgan for Sheffield United. Asked him about Sheffield United. He said, yeah, oh, that Chris Morgan, he was a bloody... insert C word here. used to tackle him and
leg
stomp
breaker
on his back. Yeah, didn't like him a lot. Yeah, good guy. Nice. Good guy. Yeah. We had a good old time.
Any other TFC alumni there?
No, it was just him.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
No, it was just him.
It was an audience with Jermaine.
It was like a degree like PR event and like audience with him. And it was just some like
degree like deodorant.
Yeah.
Was PK Subban?
And there was like 20 people there, and like 12 of them were like hot like degree PR women, and then it was Defoe and like.
But they smelled delicious.
It was pretty delicious.
It makes sense that you're there, Dubs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Do you smell nice now? Did you use some free stuff?
No, but I always smell fine. Yeah. I hope.
No, I've never, so I never noticed you.
Contrast that with my contrast that with my World Cup semifinal was so boring at one point that I took it off the TV, put it on the laptop, and sat at the dining room table did a puzzle with my girlfriend.
She loves puzzles.
She's addicted to puzzles.
What's going on with the
puzzles?
You
were able.
She talked you out of.
No, she didn't talk
to
me. No,
you
I just volunteered. She was doing the puzzle as the game
and
was
you
on.
Were just
this
bored.
Game's so bad.
Wow.
Let me put it on the
was
computer.
It a jigsaw?
I mean, I still watch the game.
A jigsaw.
Yeah, it's a 1,000
piece. The Jerry Curl Hunter's house going on, too. It was amazing.
Oh, is it really?
He had a great Jerry Curl going on.
It's very hot.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. So, what's the picture of on the puzzle?
It's guitars. It's a bunch of cool ass guitars.
You know what a guitar is?
It's a musical instrument.
One of
that's, can you fist pump
to strumming
it?
Along. No, let's talk with the Brazil
guy. I kind of like that we get off hand here.
You kind of like that we Seaman reference.
I kind of like that we get off hand.
Get off.
Okay, back to the semifinals. Right. The other semifinal happened 7.
That one was good.
1. So ask me this: was it a legendary, great German performance, or was it an utterly shite, deplorable Brazil performance, or a bit of both?
It was a bit of both, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a bit of both. More on the latter, no?
I mean, I think we'll remember it more as an awful Brazilian, you know, dismantling and an absolute national crime and, you know, a tragedy that they will never forget and whatever. But I think you have to be fair to Germany and say that not any team would have been able to do that. There was a reason that Germany kept pumping the goals and they were ruthless. Brazil gave them the opportunities, but Germany were also creating those opportunities and forcing them into those mistakes. And
they
any other
blood,
team
wouldn't
have. They smelt blood and they absolutely went for it. And they're a rabid dog who sees that blood and goes for the kill, and they did it.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. It was sad to watch. It was uncomfortable, really. I mean, I don't have that, you know, an allegiance to Brazil. All I was looking for was a good game. I really didn't care who won. As long as it was the better team that deserved to win, I really didn't care. But come 4, I was like, oh, this is just, I've got a weird feeling in my stomach.
Goal was the
5th one, oh, God. Now, the thought process was, well, it's going to be a long time before I can get the bill now. I'm only halfway through the beer. Like, I can't leave. But it was almost didn't want to watch and see the end because it was painful.
So you're content that the better team won?
You're happy with that? Okay, good. Yes.
But, I mean, it's funny. I think I mentioned before, and yesterday morning I was being hammered on Twitter by some twat who, because I mentioned, I think, the night before on the show how I thought Silva would be the most missed more than Neymar in this particular contest, right? And I don't know anything about soccer, you loser, blah, 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 right?
I can't believe Derby's dad would say that. He's a big fan of yours.
But so at 5-0, the guy comes back at me and says, "You still don't know what you're talking about. I think Dante's playing pretty well."
Yeah, well, that's just apparently all the fans in the stadium agreed too, because the hammering that Fred was getting was clearly because Neymar wasn't there. Like, give me a break.
I mean, Fred was poor in this World Cup.
But
I know he was. Come on,
wait,
fault.
What a
no.
scapegoat!
Oh, what a scapegoat!
David Luiz escaping
exactly,
escaping the
50 million euro. This guy, David Luiz, the most overrated player I can even imagine.
Captain's
most
armband
overrated
that guy?
Player in this era, I believe.
In this era,
he's unbelievably poor.
Shetty
is so bad defensively. Yeah, he scored some nice free kick goals. Yes, he's good offensively, and he can be okay in that midfield role, but as a center back, for what he just got transferred,
he's dangerous
for,
he's a liability.
Well, it seems that he's an okay center back when he's got Thiago Silva beside him, right?
And that's what he'll have in Paris,
right?
That's exactly why they
exactly
spent 50
so it'll be interesting precisely, which is why they got him, I suppose. But when he's not there and it's up to him to be, you know, calling the shots and directing traffic back there, it's an absolute disaster.
If you're PSG in the brass right now, are you not, after watching not just this game, but the whole month, are you not thinking, man, maybe we should have thought this over a little bit more? And, you know, clearly there's some chemistry. It seems like Thiago Silva and him are boys. But on the field, it's almost as if they're not too similar, but because they are quite different. But, you know, both have that eight-type mentality, and it's like you kind of trust what Thiago Silva's going to do when he lets his instincts take over, but you can't trust what David Luiz is going
to
do.
David Luiz sells. He's a brand. He sells a lot of shirts, right? And you hate to say, but that's part of it. Mm. You know, he looks different. He looks cool, right? And he's got all South America.
Does he look cool?
Were eating out of his hand, right?
Sideshow Bob.
Not so much anymore, obviously. But yeah, I mean, what does this mean for Brazil? We
State of the Union.
Yeah,
it's what
it has to be.
Happened
right?
to Hockey Canada in what was it, 98, 2002, yeah. something like that. Once they, you know, lost in a tournament, it was like I think it was 98.
Yeah,
and I mean, for Brazil, this is 10 years in the making since they were given the World Cup, and it was all leading to this, and it was win or bust. But they would. I was having this conversation today. They would have been better off. In a sense, I mean, obviously, looking back at the time, you wouldn't have thought they would have been better off losing to Chile. They'd have been better off losing on penalties then, or that goal going in the 120th minute.
Would they be better off losing to Argentina in the final?
You know, it's true. They would have been awful at the time. Oh my God, you went in the round of 16, but they never would have been humiliated.
Yeah, like
that was humiliating. Yeah. They're not going to live that down. These players
that were on that pitch
aren't going to live that down.
It's the most stunning
life.
Result in the history of the World Cup.
Yeah,
right.
And
Sid
said
that
today,
and they're
and
now associated with it. So I'm with you. I think it would be, and that's not to discount how painful it would have been losing to Chile or Colombia. Is this worse than losing a close one to Argentina in the final? Probably not.
I think
that would
worse.
Still be worse.
This is
really?
Worse. I think
losing to the rivals, the rivals in the final would have been worse.
Not
than
in
this
situation.
But
that
it's all hypothetical.
It's
so.
I mean, you know, it's like. Dobby said it right. This is 10 years in the making. And I think it was Gilberto Silva that was on ESPN yesterday talking about how it starts with the poor decisions that they made after Ronaldo, in 98, that the academies and the infrastructure that is in Brazilian soccer doesn't exist the same way it did before. The fact that so many kids leave before, the fact that, you know, kids are coming back halfway through their careers, it's totally dismantled the system that he felt worked the best when he was a part of it. And it's going to take them a long time to repair that. If they had lost and had been favored or worthy of you know being favorites in that final in Argentina, I don't think that the country would have saw them as that. They were so far off that.
Some would say that Gilberto Silva is part of the problem as well because, you know, I think people like Tim Vickery and these guys who I hold in very high esteem say that 82 was the last time we saw a real Brazil team play the way we expect them to play. Since then, they became far more pragmatic, far more defensive, far more physical. You haven't seen that Jogo Benito since 82. That's the last time. And you got these big, powerful individuals. They're Gilberto Silva-type players. And it worked in 94. It worked in 2002, but they weren't great, great Brazil teams. Nothing like 82 or 70. Nothing like that.
Mm. Yeah, it's just so rare that I don't know if we're going to see that again, though, right? I mean, see that kind of team. We talked about how they won, and we talk about...
But right now, how far removed are they? They got one of those players.
Yeah.
They got Neymar.
It's so rare, and I don't think we'll see a team just steamroll a tournament anymore in every game they're good. I mean, we talked before the Final Four on our last podcast about how each team looks, you know, fallible, and each team is very beatable, and none of them have looked great. And then, you know, you knew this was coming from... And then Germany do this, and now all of a sudden... 99% of people are going to say that, you know, Germany are now the best team and they're going to win. And who knows? I mean,
well,
I still think
are they
going to
win? Let's talk about the final 5 minutes here. The final. I think it's an intriguing final. Germany
very
against
intriguing.
Argentina. Argentina surprisingly coming out with being the great defensive team. Brazil. Germany being the attacking team, or so we think. At least we saw that in the last game. Not the previous games, I should add, though. What's going to happen in this one?
I think that you're not going to see Germany play with that attacking prowess and the hunger that we saw. I think that, sadly, it's going to resemble the final 4 years ago and maybe the semifinal that we saw today a bit more than we'd like. I think that both will be hesitant to expose themselves and make mistakes.
Another David Seaman reference.
Mm. Hesitant to expose themselves. Yeah.
But if Germany snatched the first goal.
Snatch.
I think that's goal. A good, yeah.
All right.
Lucas Picard is going to count this up. We're all going to get printed out envelopes with all the references we made in the show. I mean, I'm hoping for a goal early because I think it's the only way you're going to get the teams to go at it. If there's not a goal in the first half an hour, we might have a really stale one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really still on.
I have no idea how it's going to go. It could well go that way, you're right. But as one thing has been proven over and over.
What do you think? What does your gut say?
My gut's been wrong since the opening kickoff of this World Cup.
I
think
mean
Argentina
potatoes, or what
could
did
take
you have?
This, I suppose. So bank on Germany. I do. You know, that German back line doesn't impress me at all. We know what Messi can do. that moment of brilliance is what they rely on. Mm-hmm. And as they've shown today, Argentina can defend very, very well.
I will say this. I had horrific group picks, and I tweeted my bracket, and I retweeted it the last couple days because my group picks were horrendous, but my final four was Germany over Brazil and Argentina over Spain. So I had three of the four, and I have Germany over Argentina in the final. I'm going to stick with it now. I think Germany are going to get it done. I think they're the best team. I think what they did against Brazil, the confidence is just skyrocketing. But hopefully it's a close game. And I mean, I think that the pressure is more in Argentina just because it is in South America.
Sure, of course.
I think that, you know, for them to get there the way that they have, and they're kind of almost need to save their best for last. They need to have their best match to win this tournament, because when you look back, they've won, what, 2-1, 1-0, 3-2, 1-0, 1-0, and penalties after 0-0. Every game has been super tight. There hasn't been a complete performance in one game yet. Absolutely hasn't been.
I know I'm not the only one that was laughing when David Luiz and Julio Cesar were flying Neymar's jersey around like he'd passed away.
He died, yeah. It's a little some much.
Joke. But in the you know, the essence that there is, I think, in a dressing room situation like that, one player that the guys will really rally around and play for. And I do think that the Messi's teammates recognize how important and how close they are to do this for him, and what that would do to solidify.
So you're saying,
you know,
Angel Di Maria
background.
Should be blazing across the stadium?
No.
Okay, not Di Maria.
That,
sorry.
The whole, you know, Forza Neymar that I think that Thiago Silva had a hat made. That maybe that the feeling in that Argentine dressing room will be like that. This is for Messi.
This
we got to do
yeah,
this for
yeah.
him.
This will shut up the critics. This will finally put him on that pedestal.
And I mean, I've said it for weeks now. I think the universe wants Messi to win a World Cup. And I think it's going to happen.
It's so spiritual,
Sunday.
Man.
Certainly going to be a game.
It's going to be a game. It's definitely going to be a game.
Okay, now we've saved the last 20 minutes of the podcast for best. Let's talk about this third place game, Brazil Netherlands.
It's just, it's me while I vomit all over this board.
Doctor.
That's going on?
That's going on.
Is that happening?
Saturday.
I mean, poor Brazil having to step out. Oof. In that mire.
Yikes.
My God.
Why in God's name are they doing it?
Because they can fill
it.
A stadium.
Let's just end that charade.
The pain, though, could you imagine being big Phil Scolari waking up today?
Imagine being Fred thinking, please don't pick me. Please don't pick me.
Yeah.
There's no way he picks Fred for this one, right?
Can't.
There's no chance.
Is he going to start Bernard again?
Jeez.
Joe. You know, I heard someone tweeted out, the reason why they suck this year is because there's too many really English-sounding names.
Bernard.
Joe, Bernard.
Hello, Bernard.
Fred.
Hello, Joe. Yes, Fred. Good to see you,
now,
Fred.
Hey, be physical. Long ball pumped into the box.
Oh, there's Hulk. He's not very English, Hulk.
He's not even green.
He's not very incredible at all, is he?
No.
Quite. Oh man, you
my
guys
frowny are face around Brazil.
Those silly Australian accents you guys are doing.
Yeah. Anyway, we should go because I've got a tip up. Double end up
to do.
Double show.
Got a show to produce. Charmin's got stuff to do.
Baseball updates coming your way in the sixth inning.
I get a coffee.
I'm not gonna make it.
I know. Watch. Make sure you watch Sportsnet Connected AM tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
Charmin's W's produce show.
Are we doing this again on Sunday after the final or what?
I don't know. Maybe
you guys are all here.
Sure. 3 p.m. kickoff.
Runners, you here?
Yes.
All right. Cool.
Right, well, let's do it.
Sunday.
Yeah.
We'll recap
right.
it.
Talk
we'll
to you
recap
Sunday,
the
people.
World Cup, shall we?
Shall we?
And then we'll forget about it.
Enjoy
for
it, people.
Years. Yeah.
Just enjoy it.
Enjoy what should be a great final and even better third place game.